Hello, this is Ingrid Dinter. Today is June 7th, 2015, and I'm on the call on the phone right now with Bob Culver, one of the veterans that did the EFT film for veterans, the Operation Emotional Freedom film with us. And Bob just called me, and I just thought I'd make a little recording because I think he has a message for everybody that I just wanted to make sure you guys can hear. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Okay. Not bad. Actually, I feel pretty good.
So what happened today?
I received donations from everybody in the EFT family, and I am so overwhelmed and grateful to everyone who helped me both monetarily and verbally and support, and I'm just totally overwhelmed. I can't believe the outpouring of support just in talking to people and what they donated to me, and it's just really overwhelming. I can't express into words on how appreciative I am, and I wish I could thank and hug everybody individually. And I wish I could do more than I do, but it's unbelievable the outpouring and how important EFT has done for me. And I try to get back as much as I can, and in talking to people and being a part of it. And I really can't put into words on how grateful I am to everybody and their support and talking to people. And it's just, it's beyond words. It's just hard to recognize. It's hard to recognize the outpouring. And I am appreciative in every shape, manner, and form. And I want to personally thank everybody for their support.
We love you, Bob, and you've made a huge difference. You, together with the other veterans that actually stood up and had the courage to do the film, no matter how hard it was, and had the courage to move forward the way that you have, has made a huge difference. You have no idea how many people you've touched, and you have no idea how many lives you have saved, you and everybody who was a part of that. You know, we don't always hear about this firsthand because, you know, people get inspired and then they run out and do something, but they usually don't tell the person that inspired them. You've inspired a lot of people, Bob, and a lot of people know about you, and a lot of people love you.
I think about March of 2008 when I first went to California and how skeptic I was and everything like that, and meeting all the other veterans and the staff especially, and especially you, and being able to go through that. And it has dramatically changed my life entirely. I mean, EFT has totally done more for me than I could ever pay back. And the EFT family is the most outstanding, wonderful group of people. And I could never show my appreciation enough that I love talking to other people. I love opening up and trying to tell my story, which I could never do before if it wasn't for EFT. I don't know where I would be today, especially with what I'm going through now, and probably would have given up all hope. And I'm determined to fight this regardless of what happens. And it just amazes me. And it's just beyond words. But I want to thank each and every one of those people, especially in the EFT family and the people and my family support. And it's just overwhelming. It's just unbelievable. I want to put that out there.
And that's why we make the recording, Bob, because the easiest way to let everybody know is to just, you know, get on the phone and you can say whatever you want to say, and we will just let people know. We just send it to them, and they can listen to you. You know, this is a really big deal, everything that you've been doing. And yes, you're right, the EFT community is a wonderful, wonderful community of people. They are kind-hearted people. They really care. They want to make a difference. And when they get an opportunity, they step up. It's a great, great community of people. And I'm so grateful that you're part of them. And you're a very integral part of them. You have changed many lives, Bob. You have no idea how much you have impacted people, how much you have inspired them, how much courage you've given them. And, you know, people have said, well, if Bob can do it, I can do it. You know, what do you think is the biggest takeaway for you from the tapping?
The biggest takeaway is everything in general compared to what I was going through with PTSD and being able to get in total control and finding peace within myself and forgiving myself and being able to help other people, and that once you learn to forgive yourself and that you can help other people regardless of how small or how big it is, and it's just amazing on how much EFT has changed my life over the last 6 years.
Do you want to tell people a little bit about the peace, finding peace? Because I remember talking with you, and we've talked about this before, about the P word, right? So
the P word.
I just love that story.
I remember it like it was yesterday. We were by the elevator door, and we were waiting for the elevator, and I was talking to you. And it was just before we changed coaches that Gary wanted to work instead of you, and I was a little taken about that because I really enjoyed it. And you said you have to find the word peace, and I said, you mean the P word? And I said, I don't know about that, and you know, and it takes a long time. It's not anything that changes overnight, but through talking with you, especially you and Gary and Eric and the other people in the group, I actually found peace, and it took 30 years, but the P word is very important to me, because no matter what happens, I just think about that, and I think about California, and none of the bad memories come up anymore about Vietnam or the stories or anything like that. It's just I try to handle everything, and that I am at total peace with myself, regardless of what happens. And I'm not afraid. I mean, I'm determined to do it, but no matter what the outcome is, I have found, and that's the most important thing, is to find peace within yourself and forgive yourself, regardless of what you've done. And some of it may not be pleasant, and I know some of it isn't, and especially for veterans, and especially for people with PTSD, and it doesn't have to just be war stories. It could be a lot of things that people go through. And you have to recognize the P word at being at peace and finding peace within yourself. And it's like everything just melts away. The wall, the all the stuff that goes along with it. It took me a long time to try to get some of my family back, and working on it to this day. And it's just a totally different life experience. And if it wasn't for the people, I know I don't post a lot on Facebook, but I do read it a lot. and I do read his stories, and I do follow it. But it's just amazing on how things have changed over 5-6 years. It's like night and day. I have no idea where I'd be. I'd probably be locked up in a psych hospital by now, or God knows what else. But I deal with it, and sometimes it's a struggle. And when I'm doing a tapping, and I just stay focused on what's happening now, and I can't foresee the future, and I certainly can't go back and change anything. But I can deal in the now, and I can deal in the present. And it's very important to me that I want to get my message out there, and the gratitude and the love that I have for the CFT family is just unbelievable.
It is, Bob. And I'm so grateful that you said that, because I know you give a lot of people a lot of hope right now. A lot of veterans that have to hear what you just said. And you are dealing with some pretty massive health issues right now, and here you are, you know, dealing with it and still being a place of gratitude and courage and pulling yourself back together no matter what happens. And that's really remarkable, and that's what DFT does. I just love how you you know, the term, the P word, yeah, that never left me either. It took you, I want to say, at least 2 days. In the beginning, you refused to say peace. I mean, it just wasn't coming out. I mean, peace as far as it goes. We dealt with that. And, you know, we checked in a few times a day, regular check-ins, and you just started to say, you know, I'm considering it. You know, I'm not sold on it, but I'm starting to consider it. And eventually you just figured out. And that's really what it is about. You know, we don't have to change the past. There are things, you know, it's not about changing them. It's really about finding a place for them that's the right place for it. And I know that especially for veterans who are so different from other people with, you know, PTSD or whatever, it's just you guys are in a completely different category, in a category of your own. Because what you are going through and what you've done for us and what you sacrificed is completely different from somebody else who had, you know, horrific experience and suffers tremendously as a result of that. It's completely different, and you just can't compare it. I know that a lot of veterans only want to talk to vets. They don't want to talk to someone else, and I understand why. You know, and you and the other guys in our film, they stood up and said, I don't care. I'm gonna get this done. I remember very well how you talked about really not wanting to live, really not wanting to live, and also how you talked about all the compulsiveness, you know, just leaving a truck wherever it was, calling your boss, saying I'm leaving, and then you were, you know, you went halfway, and you know, I remember how you said you weren't suicidal right at that moment, but. In San Francisco, which was, you know, important, but the idea of what's the point was certainly there.
That's another thing. Ever since the EFT and doing it, I mean, even when my house burnt down and even that, and now with what I'm going through, none of those thoughts come into my head whatsoever. Nothing about suicide. Nothing about the war coming back. None of that enters my head whatsoever. And it's amazing. And I wish I could reach out and talk to every veteran. And you have my name, my Skype, and my email, and my phone number. And I'll be more than happy to talk to anyone anytime about it. Yeah. And especially because a lot of times you feel alone and lonely. And, since we had our last discussion on the show, I've had no real depression whatsoever. It's just a matter of focusing on what I have to do, and I've had I've had no thoughts of anything in any shape. And even the depression after our last session has totally lifted, and I just try to, I'm just staying as positive as I can.
Yeah.
You know, and not
just
think
for the
about...
people that are listening, you did participate. We have a certification co-op, so people that are in the process of getting EFT certified as practitioners. And you just came in and allowed us to work with you. And you were quite depressed before, right? You had to take drugs and all sorts of stuff was going on. And EFT is really, from what I'm hearing now, it just took care of that, right?
I've cut down a lot. I do take, I have to take my blood pressure pills.
Oh, sure.
And
we should work on that, though.
I haven't taken any anxiety pills. They gave me pills for anxiety. I haven't had to take any of those since our last session. And the only thing I do have is the sleep disorder, which is very difficult. And I do take something for that. And it's just something that I've always had since the war. And other than that, though, I really, since our last session, I really haven't had to take that much. I still watch I still have the original DVDs from Gary, and I do still watch them, and I still have some of them from the group that we did in California. And I'm just so grateful for what everybody's done. I can't even explain it into words on the support from everybody in the EFT family. And I wish I could reach out and hug every one of them. Just for their even for their moral support and their words of encouragement.
So, Bob, there are, thank goodness, there are ways of doing that and spreading the word more. So we can most definitely go on Skype and do a little recording and then, or Googling or the whatever we talk about. That's very, very easy to do. And just record that and make a video and let people know. You know, I suggest we do that so that you really get your message out and you can reach more people. And I know that people will forward it. And I know that people will give it to other vets who need to hear you. And then we just take it from there. So if you're in, I'm in. Let's do it. Is that something you would like to do?
If I gotta learn how to record on Skype. I have no idea how to do that.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. We'll figure that out. We'll figure out a way to get it done. And if we can't do it on a visual, then we just do it with a Taylor class. But I think it's going to be really helpful. And I know a lot of people.
I did one.
No, they don't want to hear me. They want to hear you.
Yeah, I did do a interview with Jenny Johnson. I did do an interview with her. And I believe it's on YouTube, and it's on my Facebook. I did do one with her for about 30 minutes, and I'm just overwhelmed with the gratefulness and the support. And I just wanted to convey that to everybody. And anybody, anytime that wants to talk or a conference or whatever, I'll be more than happy to do it.
Yeah.
It helps me, and if it can help somebody else, that's even better.
Yeah. Yeah. That's wonderful, Bob. Thank you for that, and we will most definitely pick you up on that. I know you're going through a lot health-wise right now. This kind of work and being at peace and not being depressed and not being in a rough state emotionally, it can only help you. It can only, and I say this from personal experience, it can only help you to do that. So I'm so grateful that this is happening for you. And we'll get you through this, okay? We have your back. We got you.
Thank
you.
I love you, right?
We love you, man. Yeah. We really do. And you know that by now. So
yeah.
Take it in, and thank you for all that you're doing for us, because it's a privilege. Very few people, Bob, And there is hardly any veteran out there who is willing to do what you just told us to do, what you just told us. Very, very, very few. And there's a reason for that, because it's tough and it's hard. It's hard to expose oneself to that. It's hard to expose the thoughts and the feelings and talk about the memories if that's what you want to do. That's not easy. You know, it's hard for most people anyways, but for a veteran, it's next to impossible. You know what? There are more, there's so many veterans who find it easier to take their own life than to deal with their stuff. And we all know that. And I know that this was a problem that you used to have as well. And here you are. You should be wicked proud of yourself.
I just want to reiterate how thankful I am and grateful I am, and how important, how special the EFT family is. And it's just unbelievable. And I can't put into words on how thankful I am that I would be there for anybody anytime.
Yeah. And we spread the word about that, because I know that people need you. Bob, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to, because we've recorded this, because you just called me a few minutes ago, and it just makes sense to record you because I know you want to spread the word and you want to reach people. So the only way we can do that is by recording it. So with your permission, I'm going to put this up online.
Of course.
In different
of
ways,
course.
You know, on social media and probably on my website as well, eftforvets.com. And
I would really appreciate that.
Whatever.
Yes,
but I know that people will pick it up and forward it. Okay? And thank you for all that you are doing for other veterans, Bob. It's a big deal. This is a really big deal. You're one of a few. Okay?
You know, it's very little compared to what everybody's done for me. Uh-huh. And I wish I could do more. But and of course, you have my permission to put it anywhere. And yeah. I just want to thank everybody, and that it's just very hard to put into words on how I feel.
You've done an excellent job putting it into words. I think we all get you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. So what? So I'm gonna do that as soon as I can download that recording. Okay, and I'll let people know. I'm going to send it, obviously, to Eric and Gary, and you know, who've done this, organized it, and we all have your back. Okay?
Thank you. That would be awesome.
You are so welcome. You have no idea.
No, right, thank you.
You go and get some sleep, okay? Don't tell me you can't sleep tonight. You should be sleeping well.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
I will talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. I'll call you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good night, Bob.
Night.